This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 74 for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
It's time to ink it up. I just like to say it.
You know, I miss the days when you used to give me like something in a different language, Swahili or something.
Well, I'll work on that. I'm sorry I'm disappointing you.
You're not disappointing me.
Good answer. So
never disappoint me. Oh man. Okay, so we don't have much to talk about this week.
We just drove 2,200 miles in a weekend. The only thing that beats that is the Dallas trip down and back in 44 hours.
Well, we did Virginia and back in 53.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't do that? I thought.
No, people are smarter than we are.
Oh man.
Yeah,
okay.
Way
so
smarter.
So I guess we just dive right in, huh?
Yeah. Usually that works best.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt as much.
It doesn't hurt as much. Okay.
Oh,
so
that's cold water.
So Friday. Let's see. So
Brian's obsessed with this gi-frickin-normous display case that a friend of ours had. And it was a killer price. Now, I'll give you, it was a killer price.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
So we'd been talking about having a hitch installed on the car anyway. So we had a hitch installed, and we drove to Virginia Friday
Virginia.
To go get this case. 5 feet, 9 inches long, what, 26 inches wide. And
26 inches wide?
Yes. Because I had to measure it to fit it between the trip.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's
26
inches.
Yeah, I just measured it.
26 inches deep.
Yeah, right. And 3 feet tall.
3'4" or something,
like
or something. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a tiny case. It's no big deal.
So we leave Friday at 2, and
Thinking that's going to be enough time to get there by, what was the original plan, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock at the U-Haul place.
9 o'clock at the U-Haul place, which is right by
Near Martin's house.
Yep.
So we leave, and it was kind of cool to be able to see out the back of the car, because we don't always do that. And we pulled over and actually slept in the back of the car. It was kind of like camping.
It was. Last time I did something like that was maybe, I don't know, college?
Yeah. It was kind of fun. Just, you know, to be able to pull off and stretch out a little bit. And we got to where we were supposed to pick up the U-Haul, which they had changed on us. I don't know if anybody's ever rented a U-Haul, but
you missed a whole part of the story.
I was ignoring the "I got angry" part.
Well, before that,
oh,
so we're chasing a storm, as it seems like we're normally doing, and I look at the GPS, and the GPS says to keep going south from Indianapolis before heading east. And I'm looking at the storm front that's moving in, and I'm thinking, there's no way we're going to escape this front if we go south. And besides, having looked at it earlier in the week, the original plan was to go east from Indianapolis, either to Cincinnati or Dayton, and then down to Richmond area. So I made the executive decision to reroute the trip so we could avoid the huge front that was coming through, which we did. And as we get to, we decided to go to Dayton. As we get to Dayton and we're heading south, at about 1 o'clock in the morning, the traffic just stops dead.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah, just kind of drive around a curve and just slam on the brakes.
Yeah. You can see the lights flashing, and everybody was just, you know, we all shut our cars off, turned the lights off. We literally took a nap for about 45 minutes.
The guy in front of us took one longer, I think.
Yeah, he did, because when we actually started hearing, as you start hearing the semis starting up and moving, you know, we woke up and we're like looking around, and the guy in front of us is asleep. He either was asleep or was not in his car, and we're not quite sure. But we
But he was a local. He was kind of weird because he was, you know, when you're dead stopped, sometimes people will get out and they'll try and see what it is and how long a line there is and all that. And he was kind of running. He was kind of hyper, running around, and he kind of ran forward and ran back and started to walk past us. So I rolled the window down and I just asked if he could see anything. And he was all excited. Apparently, he'd been home in his trailer. His words, and he heard it on the police scanner, so he jumped in his truck before they closed the road down.
Yeah, I don't
what?
Know. Yeah,
I got better things to do on a Friday night than
yeah,
listen
at one in the morning.
Yeah. And yeah, one in the morning. So he's all kinds of excited, and then he's like jumping up and talking to the semi driver next to us, and he's just all over the place. And then we turn off the car and lock it. And recline the seats and take a little nap. But when we got up, his car was, lights are out, nobody was home.
Truck was there, yeah. So I don't know. So we, you know, that sort of ate up the, because when I looked at the GPS, it said that if we took this particular route, we would save 50 miles in about 45 minutes. Well, that got chewed up by the accident. So we did get a nap, yep. And so we get to the second U-Haul place, I guess, as it were, the rerouted U-Haul place.
Yeah. When you rent a U-Haul, you put in your preference for where you want to pick it up, but they don't guarantee that they'll have what you want. And so they rerouted us to another location, which confused me. And we get there, and it was closed.
It was closed. It was 12:25, and they closed at noon.
But nowhere in the reservation did it say that they close at noon.
Nowhere. And it was even funnier is you could not see a 5x8 trailer
there
anywhere
no
on the
trailer.
Property. There was no trailer there.
Nope.
If it was inside.
You could look in the garage.
Yeah, you could look at the garage.
And yes, Jonathan, when I was on the phone, I did explain to the people at U-Haul that I had just driven 1,000 miles. I had been rerouted, and I was not happy. So they found us another one.
Yeah, well, see, at this point, I was thinking, it's Saturday at 12:30. Surely there's some place open somewhere in the Richmond area where I can just go and buy a damn trailer. I'm just going to buy one and get this over with.
And get a divorce.
I figured if I didn't get one for recommending we drive to Virginia on the weekend, on one of our few weekends off, that I was pretty safe. So.
Yeah, so.
So we did. Lisa finds a U-Haul dealership
location.
North, which is the way we had to go anyway.
Yep.
So we get there, and believe it or not, this all does relate to pens in some way or shape.
It does.
We get there.
A lot of pens.
And it's this real narrow driveway. You got to drive up this steep ramp.
It's not a place I'd go again.
Yeah. No. I mean, you know, I mean, it was clean and all. It wasn't an ideal place for a U-Haul.
With lots of big trucks and trailers and inexperienced people. It was crazy.
So we get and there, so, we see it. It's there. We can see it. There's a 5x8 trailer there.
We go in. The guy says, oh, well, there it is. Just go back up and some guy will hook it up for you.
Yeah. Greg will come out and fix it for you.
Yeah. So we did.
So Greg comes out, hooks it up, checks the lights and all this stuff, and then he gives us the serial number for the trailer, so we can go in, and then he can put it on the contract, and we can be on our way. Now, at this point, we're late. We had fallen asleep at a rest stop, and and I forgot to turn the volume up on the phone, so when the hour was up, or 45 minutes, or whatever, however long we were going to sleep, it turned into 4 hours. So we're late. And our friend's got two people over at his house who's going to assist in moving this case.
Because we're going to need it.
Yeah. And we're, I don't know, how many hours late are we at this time?
Like four.
4 hours late. And none of it's really within our control except for the sleeping part of it. But so the guy's sitting, he's writing the contract. He gets, you know,
he's looking
the
name, it up.
The number, and then he goes, oh.
Oh, that's not right.
Okay. I can't give you that.
Yes, you can. We're hooked up. Bye bye.
No, I'm sorry. That's in town only.
So I just look at them and I said, "What says in town and one way on it?" So we're good. He's like, "They all say that."
Yeah. So we're like, okay, well, you know, what do you got? He goes, well, I got to find it. And so he goes on this, like, I don't know,
10-minute hunt.
Yeah, expedition to try to find this trailer.
And he can't find it.
That apparently does not exist on his property. So
he can't find it.
This is the third now U-Haul we've been to, or we've been routed to, and it's not there.
And I'm not happy.
Now it's 1,020 miles. Still don't have a damn trailer.
We're late. We've got two sets of people waiting for us. We've got plans. Well, three sets, technically.
Yeah.
And so he's like, let me go check one more place. It's not here, but let me go check one more place just to make sure. So he's gone again, and he comes back, and I'm sitting there like this, trying to figure out if I'm going to scream, if I'm just going to, like, drive off with the trailer and leave Brian.
Well, you know,
or if I'm going to
I was thinking for a while there, this thing is already hooked up.
Let's just run.
They can't catch me. I'm going to run out, and I'm going to pull out. No. We forgot to mention there were some diehard Packer fans.
Oh, my God.
That when we were hooking up the trailer, they're coming out, and they're like, woo-hoo!
Go Pack!
Go Pack!
Except we can't really understand what they're saying.
I don't know
saying.
What he's saying.
Just, like, some random weird guys, like, screaming stuff at us. This is a weird place. I'm like,
I don't ever want to come back here again.
So we go in, and the guy who was yelling to us turns out, he's a huge Packer fan. He was right in front of us, so we got to hear all about his man cave with all his Packer stuff. Like, whatever.
And his last name is Anderson. So, I mean, I figured, you know, whatever. That's cool. So, so the guy comes back, no trailer.
I'm ready. I'm just somebody's. Someone in this building is gonna get hurt. So I just looked at him and very calmly said, "What do you have in an enclosed trailer that I can take?" Now, I don't want to wait an hour. I don't want to go anyplace else. What do you have I can take now?
Well, and
he has a 6x12.
Yeah, and there was a 6x12 right by the 5x8, and I said, well, can we just take that? He goes, no, you can't take that. It's in town.
Can't have that one either.
Can't have that one. He's got another
one. He's
got
one other.
He's got one other. It's way on the back of the property. It's like pigeonholed into this, like, small, tiny hole you got to back your car into. Long story short, we got it hooked up. Of course, we couldn't get out the right way, so the only way to get out was to go out the inn, which was a one-way. But we got on our way, got in, got to Martin's place. Freely gave Martin the key so he could back it into his driveway because it was really narrow.
There's no way.
Yeah, and a 90-degree turn. And he opens the garage, and there it is in all its glory. Well, actually, we didn't even see it right away.
No.
We had a little sandwich and a soda. Got to meet his wife. Our good friend Sam Marshall was there. We got to see, you know, there's pen stuff everywhere. I mean, I don't feel so bad now. Because there was stuff
in the
kitchen.
Your office looked neat.
Yeah, there was stuff in the living room. And, you know, I mean, his wife's offering is like, hey, do you guys want to take some extra pens? I mean, you know, no, they're gone. You know, he's out back of the trailer out, right? He's got snorkels. Like, and
yeah, it was pretty cool. So we have a little snack. They'd gotten some subs, and we had a soda and chit-chatted for a little bit.
That soda was awesome, wasn't it?
And then Sam Marshall, our other friend, came over. And so between all of us, we got this thing loaded, and it was fine. And then we leave. And then
we were there a pretty short time, unfortunately. We did get to see, we should mention, we did get to see the inner sanctum.
Oh. I was afraid Brian was going to take more of these vintage pen cases that Martin has. I was, thank God I had food and a little bit of a soda because I would have hurt somebody.
Well, you know, the funny thing was...
It's not funny.
Well, you know, what I didn't tell you is I think he was actually offering some of those for sale.
Yeah, I know. I just lost right over. Gotta go.
I'm like, you know, we could fit that in the back.
No, we can't. Trust me.
Oh, man, it was funny.
So we get this thing loaded, and we get on our way, and we're running late because we are meeting Hugh and Carol for what was supposed to be lunch.
What's supposed to be lunch is now pushing 5:30, 6 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, so we meet them in this adorable little town.
We're not sure how to pronounce it.
It's either Stanton or Staunton.
It's spelled Staunton, but I think the locals call it Stanton.
I don't know.
Nice town, about an hour and a half west, northwest of Richmond. Cute, touristy little town, antique shops. And here's where the food comes in. We stopped at a place called the Clock Tower Restaurant, which I thought had, of course, you know, I could have eaten my left hand and it probably would have tasted good. But I thought the food was
pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The soup, you know, they had a chorizo and corn chowder soup that was...
missing the chorizo.
It was missing the chorizo, which I thought was, you know, maybe might have been the key ingredient in that, but it was fine.
You know, it was good enough.
Yeah, panini sandwiches. I mean, I'd go there if we live, you know, nearby. And
Jenny says it's Stanton.
Stanton. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yep.
I don't want to, you know, insult the locals. But nice town. And actually, here's a – let me show you. I'm going to share a picture of us pulling into town.
Oh, yeah. Hugh took a picture of us pulling into town, hauling this thing. Now, the only problem with Stanton is – it's not designed for an SUV hauling a 6x12 trailer.
No, it's not. And there it is.
At all.
And actually, it's pretty cool because it's right in front of the local theater there, the Space Presents Visualite Films.
Yeah.
That's us pulling this thing through the small town, and I'm surprised there was room on the side of the street.
Didn't hit anything.
Yeah, I thought maybe we did in the parking lot, but...
Yeah, no, apparently not.
Yeah, so that's...
So we had a hard time parking, took a chance in this one parking lot, but...
Well, you know, the funeral home was... Yeah,
there's a funeral home and crematorium.
Was most gracious.
So we pulled in there and just left a note because it says, you know, funeral home parking only. And
well, the first place we're going to pull off, we're going to pull behind this church, and we're thinking this is a good spot. And then all of a sudden, Lisa looks over, and there's a sheriff's car, like, you know. Yeah.
How about not here?
So we go and eat. We have a lovely, lovely dinner with Hugh and Carol, and yep. We get some pen talk in, talk about all sorts of interesting things, mattresses and Hawaii. And Hugh brought a really, really interesting... pen that he did some hard rubber repair on, so in a Nozak, and some really cool stuff. So we got this little pen time in, and then it was on our way back. Are we going to discuss the Chicago portion of the trip, or are we going to kind of skip through that?
Where we stopped after that?
Yes.
Or did something happen before that I slept through?
I don't know. You only slept for 24 minutes. So.
But apparently 24 minutes is all I need because I woke up and I was chipper.
So, well, but okay, now every time we stop along the way, and I'll show you a picture of the case in a minute. Every time we stop along the way.
We had to check.
I had to check because, you know, I mean, we're driving 2,200 miles round trip.
Every time we stopped.
Every time we stop, I check to make sure that this thing, and it's heavy. This is solid wood. And glass.
Yeah.
This is not cheap particle board, nothing. This case is from the 50s.
And it has Parker etched on the front, which can't be replaced.
All right, I'm just going to show it.
Got the whole spiel. But yeah, every time.
The whole spiel. Oh, my God. All right, so here it
you
is.
Pay more attention to that.
we finally got it in the house, in the garage this evening. There it is. Pardon the mess behind me, but... It is a lighted display case. You can see on the front, etched in the glass, Parker. There's a top set of five pull-out trays that actually trays go in there that I don't have yet. And then the bottom half, there are drawers in the back for that. There are drawers in the back for thin drawers for documents and sales receipts. Yep. And
all sorts
it's,
of cool stuff.
It's locked, and it's just... it's really a stunning case, and this picture does not do it justice. It's got the glass is held in by it's a brass kind of
it's
corners
very cool.
on it. It juts out. It's a very very cool, very hard
I'm
to find
bury
case.
You in it.
I think you probably could. It's big enough to bury me in this thing.
Almost, yeah. If I squish you a little.
But once I get the trays for it, it'll be even better. But we can do something. And actually, you can't see at the top, right where the top looks black there. In the line, the lip there is they have letters, the Parker, on there as well.
Yeah.
So it's a very
it's very cool.
You don't see many of them because, of course, people just they're smarter. They threw them out. But as we were coming into Chicago, we hit some rather unsavory roads, and all of a sudden there's a glass top that rests on top, and the dang thing fell through the top.
So it fell off the top onto those slanted trays.
Onto those slanted
trays. Luckily, it has a little bit of a lip, and it caught it.
It caught it. And my concern was I didn't care so much about the top because that's replaceable, but you break that etched glass and you can't replace that. I mean, that is the case, really. So everything was fine. Nothing cracked. Nothing broke. Nothing perfect. Perfect case.
And huge, huge thanks to our friend Vinny, who came over today.
Yeah.
And I hope he didn't hurt himself, helping us move it. So
no, it's nice. Nice. Yeah, Vinny's great. But beautiful, probably 1950s vintage case. Super glad to have it. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but
I don't know.
I got an idea for it.
Okay. Well, and then we stopped one other place. I found some stuff on Craigslist, and I figured while we had the trailer, I would just stop and pick that up. And that turned out to be longer than we planned. So we finally got home around, 7?
Was after
it was 6 or 6:30. We got home. It was late, and it was nice to be home.
Yeah.
So I have to return the trailer tomorrow, and we've got it pulled in, so I have to back it out of the driveway.
Our driveway is real narrow. It's a one car deal. So
that'll be fun. Everybody, cross your fingers. but it's. Here, it's good. Everything made it in one piece. And
so that's the tale of 2,200 miles in a really awesome Parker case.
Don't do as we do. Do as we say. And don't try that at home. Oh, my God. Because it was fine on the way home.
It was fine. You know, it's funny because fun and fine are really close to each other. There's a couple different letters.
I think that there are times when people just perhaps shouldn't talk, and I chose to make the trip home one of them because we'd go over a bump. You can't help the highway, and, you know, you can't go all that fast hauling this big-ass thing behind you. And every time we go over a bump, Brian would get that look on his face and then kind of look over at me like, dude, I can't help it.
Well, no, see, I was fine up until the point where I noticed that the glass had come through the top because it's not designed. I mean, it's designed to rest on those brass bars. And for it to have somehow managed to make its way inside the case really concerned me.
Yeah, but even before that, it was, Okay. So, it's here.
It's here. Everything's it's here. Good.
And now we have a hitch on the car, and so next time you go to an auction and bring and buy all these other vintage cases that are, thank God, smaller, you know, we have options.
We do have options.
So, I guess, Vinny's in the chat.
Is Vinny in the chat?
Yeah,
hey, Vinny!
You rock, man. Because there's no way Brian, Garrett, and I could have done that.
No way.
Yeah.
No, this case is a four-person job, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it. And I actually, frankly, I was shocked we were able to do it with four people because I had actually called our friend Dan, and he couldn't make it tonight. Today is like the one night
Garrett's not huge.
No. Yeah, so.
Well, I think he worked on some muscles tonight.
He did. Yeah, he did a great job. So that was it. So
that was our big adventure, and you know, you guys who watch us on a weekly basis, you know that all I want to do in between pen shows is just stay home.
slap me silly.
And just get caught up on shipping, and I mean, we stay up on shipping, but laundry and clean the house and sleep. Did I mention sleep? So what do? Let's just drive 2,200 miles. But we did pass an IKEA, and I've always wanted to go there. We didn't pull in, but now I know where it is. I'm totally going.
Now, let it be known that I offered.
You did, but we were already running late, so.
Although I'm glad we didn't, because I don't know that we would have had room for it by the time I was done.
So, there's a bed I want. So we'll just have to go back.
Oh, you know, I'll get a hitch now, so. Anybody in the Chicago area that has a pen case, just let us know. We'll be down.
No.
We'll pick up Lisa's bed.
Do not let him know. Don't do it. I will hunt you down.
All right. So I got something else this week that's a little bit on the smaller side. It's like complete opposite size of the case.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And this is cool. I like ephemera whenever I can find it. And sometimes the stuff that's really, really hard to find now, a lot of ephemera you're going to find catalogs and advertisements and stuff. The really interesting stuff, the stuff that's super, super hard to find, are original sales invoices from companies. Now, these sometimes have, I've got some really interesting Estabrook ones that have the Falcon nib on it, you know, watermarks and really cool things. This is my very first Egg and Lambert Company invoice. And what's interesting about this, and it really can be difficult to see this, but it's got a very ornate letterhead on the top, and then on each corner it shows the different lines that it has, the capital and the mercantile. So it tells, you know, the capital line's got the cabinet lever self-filling pen, the secretary lever self-filling, Lady Dainty, the tuxedo, which I'm not familiar with. Mercantile has lever self-filling, the safety propelling drop fill. There's an interesting thing with that. So,
this is helicopter when you said that.
Helicopter?
I don't
propelling.
Know.
Propelling.
There you go.
This is dated October 21st, 1920, and what's interesting, and it's for 12 Capital fountain pens, and then it shows the stock number. They were a grand price of $2 each, 40% discount to the dealer, 11 cents for postage, and apparently the terms were 2%, 10 days, net 30, so they took 29 cents off for a grand total of $14.22. Don't you wish we could still get a dozen pens?
Yes.
22.
Yes.
You know, and so, I'm gonna look up this number because I think I have this number, so I can tell what kind of capital fountain pen it was. But what's interesting here is it says order number, and then it says it's typed on here, of course, to the typewriter, through L.E. Waterman Company. So now, as some of you are aware, the Akin Lambert Company was bought up by Waterman. So this is in a period that was obviously in that transition. So it was to the Charles B. Engel and Son, 217 Lackawanna Street in Scanton, Pennsylvania, except they spelled it S-C-T-A-N-T-O-N, Scanton.
Ooh, typo.
Typo.
Uncatalogued.
Yes. Uncatalogued. but really, really, really neat receipt, you know, and it's marked on there and everything's just cool. So a little bit smaller than the case.
Yep.
Always glad to get Egg and Lambert stuff in the collection.
Exactly.
So, what else we got going on? Kind of a short week because all we did was drive.
Well, I can't reveal too much, but I had happy news today. Someone we haven't seen in a while, maybe going to Columbus. Actually, two different sets of people. Doug. You know about Doug and John.
Oh, yeah.
They may go. Doug.
Yeah, oh, it'd be awesome to see Doug.
Two words for you. Do it.
Oh, man.
Go.
Videotape it this time. Videotape it. Because it is funny. Every time he does it, it's funny.
Just go. Videotape what?
Well, I'd videotape him coming up to the table and saying, I still
do. Oh, my God. Well, because I always scream and run around the table and hug him. And he always makes some funny comment to you. And it was great when you got to meet John in Detroit. And usually...
Doug still doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's what he said. Doug still doesn't like you. I love it. Love those guys.
They wait, though. They wait until my hand is right there.
Hi, nice to meet you.
There's no pulling away now. And it's a nice firm grasp, and he doesn't like you.
Yeah, they're great. I love my Canada boys. So Doug, he sent us an email saying that he was thinking about going. Don't think. Just go. I miss you. So, yep. And someone else I heard from who I haven't heard from in a long time just booked his flight, so I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, you know, we're going to start talking about this pretty soon because it's coming up. But if there's any chance whatsoever of making the Columbus show,
go.
You need to go. If you're into vintage pens, especially if you're into vintage pens, you need to go to this show.
Yep.
You need to be there bare minimum. You need to be there Saturday and Saturday night for the auction. It's outstanding. Some of the best, nicest people on the planet are going to be there. It's a great time. And the vintage pens that you're going to see are just, they're ridiculous. They're just outrageous. So
yeah, beautiful stuff.
It's got to be my favorite show because it's you know, we have there's a lot of good vintage shows. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You say that about almost every show.
No, you know, I mean, you know, DC
and
LA.
The audience
is
going to side with me. You say that every time.
Well, yeah,
I love this show.
Now hang on. Now they're great. There are great vintage pens in DC. I mean, you can't get a bigger show than DC. LA is, you know, right up there. But the nice thing about Columbus is for vintage people, it's a big vintage show. Now there's plenty of modern. There's plenty of modern dealers, and you can find pretty much whatever you want there. But it's more homey, and not, you know, homey. It's
so bad. It's very cozy.
But it's a cozy show. Yeah, it doesn't
Terrence
feel like
a great host.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're just another number. You're a guest.
Yeah.
And it's super. It's really a super show. You need to go. And if you can't go this year, put it on the wish list for next year and come.
It's awesome. And they feed you every night.
Yes,
there's
food
party,
every night.
There's a wine and cheese party. There's a pizza party. Right after the pizza party is the PCA meeting, and we provide cookies and coffee. I keep hoping somebody else will step up, and I won't be the last one to say not it, but probably not this year. Then there's the dessert party Saturday night.
Oh
my God!
Not to be missed.
It's like 20 feet, and I'm not exaggerating. 20 feet of dessert, and it was awesome.
Yep.
All sorts, like red velvet cake and little cream puffs and.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bert Heiserman used to love
Bert
those cream puffs.
Yeah. Yeah. He
loved went and grabbed
cream
puffs. Grab the whole tray.
The entire tray.
To the table. And there you go.
Because who's going to say say anything to sweet little Bert?
Yeah. So. So Columbus is coming, and hopefully we're going to have a special guest next week.
Yes, we're working on that.
We're working on a special guest for next week that may have some insider information on the Columbus show. So we will keep you informed as to how that's going. Let's see, what do we got? Anything new on the website? We can whip through that real quick.
We don't have much on the website. We've been busy working on other stuff, but we'll try to work on that. You know, that whole job thing gets in the way. The Franklin Christoph pens came in and they went out. We have a couple left, so if you're interested, definitely grab those before they're gone. Gorgeous, gorgeous. In fact, I have.
Yeah, we should mention they're not limited editions or anything.
No. So we can keep getting them, but the box is beautiful. Look at that thing.
Yeah, hold it up a little higher.
I'm holding it. Hold backwards.
There we go. Yeah.
And then
that's nice.
You know, it's a nice size. I don't normally like, this is a fairly long pen, but it posts way down, so it fits, I have a small hand, it fits in my hand really comfortably, which I like a lot. So it doesn't feel really big, it doesn't feel really long, and it's nice and light, so I don't feel like I'm carrying this baseball bat in my hand. Writes like a dream. Franklin Christoph has done a really awesome job.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we went with a Franklin Christoph pen was we really respect Scott's philosophy and how he does things and his quality control. And
he has a good business model. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah, so wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Couple other things in, but they are not on the site yet. If you are interested, though, email me because some of these are going to go quickly. We got in the brand new Diamine Salamander Green color. So that's a pretty cool color.
I will try to get that up on the website tomorrow. I don't have pictures of it yet, so
yeah,
I can get it up.
Yep, I'll get the swatch to you and all that. But it's a pretty kind of a darker, from the initial swab I did, kind of a, I wouldn't call it a yellow green, but it's a pretty darker green. We also got in the, we didn't carry these initially. I'm not sure why, but we got in the Diamine Music Sets.
It's a nice little box. I like
it.
It
is. It's a nice box, a heavy cardboard box. It's heavy. And then you've got the composers. So I know these have been out for a little bit. Straighten that out. But we have these in. And then we also got in, and I love these. I may have to snag one of these. So if you want one of these, email me, and I can get it to you. We got in the flowers.
Brand new, just
arrived flowers. And these are beautiful. I'm going to swab the colors, and we'll put them up. But real, real pretty. Smaller bottles. Let me show you one of the bottles. So it's not as big as the normal Diamine. I'm trying to get this out here. Of course, you know, you can never do it when you're in a hurry.
Yes, the flower. These are yes, the flower.
Yes. Trying not to squash anything here.
60 minutes later, we finally got
it. I know. So anyway, just keep talking, and I'll get one.
I'll vamp till ready.
I got it.
There we go.
It's a smaller bottle. Here's a Twisby ink bottle for reference.
What's the size on that?
I don't know. I can't read it. I got my contacts in. I can't read anything. We'll have that on the website. I should.
And the price on these are
$99.95 for 10 bottles. And you can't get the colors separately. You can only get them as the set in both the music and the flowers. But these would be great for Christmas, gifts, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever.
Are you making a suggestion? I've got an anniversary I got to come up with something for pretty soon.
Not a trailer.
Not a trailer? Hi, honey. I mean, is that like worse than a vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
Buying a trailer? That would be worse. Okay.
But anyway, very cool.
So awesome. Very cool. That's about it, huh? Yeah. So looks like we got quite a number of Franklin Christoph owners in the chat. So glad to hear you guys are
nice
liking
pens.
These pens. I like mine too. I was using mine today. I was a little disappointed yesterday. I got to work and I was writing some notes, and one pen went out, and so I pulled my case out, and I pulled the next pen out, and it was empty, and then I pulled the next pen out, it was empty. Four pens later, I had four pens in a row that were all empty. Thankfully, I carry 2 4-pen cases, but so this morning I inked up the Franklin Christoph again, and it's a nice writing pen. So, and I like the weight to it. It's just it's just super, super design. I love it.
Yep. So. We will have a bunch of new stuff. Brian doesn't even know about half the stuff. It's coming in the next week or two.
Will someone please do my job so I can keep up with the website? Any system administrators out there that want to give me a hand for about a week?
But we are stocking up for the holidays and no toaster, Carl. Thank you. getting ready for the holidays. We're going to have some gift suggestions in the next couple weeks that you can pass on to friends and family who just look at you and go, I don't know what to get you. So.
Well, we're going to have stay tuned too, because we're going to have a couple of really cool podcasts coming up. Next week, like I say, we're shooting for a special guest that we've been trying to line up for about a couple months now. And if that doesn't happen, we're going to have some other exciting stuff going on. So we're either going to have guests next week and exciting event coming the week after, or exciting event next week and pre-show week after. So, and then, of course, the show. So, yeah, you want to stay tuned for this stuff.
Are we doing the special thing next week?
I think we do the special thing next week if we do not have our special guest.
Okay.
So next week is just special.
Yep. So Martin and Hugh, next week, be here.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the parade.
Yeah, we'll talk about, maybe we'll talk about the
parade. I think we will. There's a parade we're going to watch tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a parade here in town.
So,
do we have, just moving right along, just because I'm evil that way, do we have some shout outs this week?
You know, I haven't checked the post office box much.
You know, I think we need to give a big, big shout out to Martin and Sam.
Thank you guys. And Cecilia, thank you for lunch.
Yes. Thank you for lunch. And thanks for, you know, I mean, they could have done anything. They waited around for us practically all day. To get there, and they were the most gracious hosts, even if for only the 45 minutes, hour that we were there. So appreciate that. Awesome. Probably, you know, you can't even, Hugh and Carol, I mean, thanks for waiting around too.
Yes, you guys
loved having, being able to see you, because it was going to be until, what, Baltimore, so.
No, Philly?
Yeah, we got to hand deliver
Hugh's pen.
The Franklin Christoph, which was cool.
Yeah. In fact, we were afraid we were going to forget it, so we packed it the night before, and we put it in bubble wrap, and we locked it in the glove box. Because we weren't sure what time we were going to leave, and my son had a doctor's appointment, so it was kind of rush near the end, and I could just see us getting an hour down the road, and then,
you know, crap.
So, I will mention, just because people always ask about the food, when we stopped to pick up the stuff that I got on Craigslist, which went in the trailer, we had a lovely lunch in Marengo, Illinois.
If you're in Marengo, Illinois, like, cause, you know,
go to the Marengo Cafe.
Yeah, because everybody goes to Marengo, but
yeah, we walked in and it was small, but very noisy, very friendly. The owner was at the cash register, and he was serving people and chatting with people, and you could tell that these were locals because they were all chatting with each other, and generally if it's a, you know, like a restaurant on the highway kind of thing, you've got people who are there with their party and they only talk to each other, but you had cross-table conversation and all that, so it was...
a crazy place, crazy place. I mean,
very, you know, busy.
There were no tables open when we came in. I mean, and like, and thankfully somebody had just gotten up to pay, so they cleaned up the table real quick and shuffled us in there.
Fantastic. Yep, great food. Yeah, I had a Greek salad. Great. I was craving some healthy food after a long trip, and it was really awesome. You had what, Eggs Benedict?
Eggs Benedict. I'm a big Eggs Benedict fan, and man, did they nailed it. They just nailed it. Super great. So, yeah, Marengo, Illinois, because, you know, everybody goes through there at least once in their life.
man, you have to want
you have to want to go to this place. There are no antique stores there. Trust me, we looked.
One consignment thrift store that's leaving, and one church-run thrift store that had about four things in it that was closed. So it wasn't much.
But, there it is.
Yep.
Any other shout-outs? Let's see. Vinny,
just
of course.
Vinny. Oh, my God. You saved us, man. We love you.
And, of course, everyone in the chat.
Absolutely. You guys
always
rock.
Always a pleasure to have you with us on our escapades here.
It makes us feel like we're not just talking to each other.
All right. Anyone else? Anything else?
No, that's it. We have a lot of things coming up in the next week, so... Stay tuned for sure.
We're excited. We really are. We've been working on one project now for
6 months.
6 months at least. It's finally starting to come to fruition.
Yes.
And
tomorrow.
Tomorrow may actually be the day that it.
Tomorrow night, maybe.
Tomorrow night. So, I don't want to tease you too much because I'm not going to tell you what it is, and don't ask. I think that's it for this week. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Please write to us. Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
You can catch us online and send us an email.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/andersonpens.
We are on Facebook. It's facebook.com/andersonpens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is just andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Good night.